This is the Rocket, Bill Adson. Welcome to Newsmakers. I'm in Florida for spring training. Today I was in Marlins camp. I had great conversations with D. Gordon, Martin Prado, Michael Hill, and longtime broadcaster Dave Van Horn. For Gordon and Prado, they're having a tough time getting over the death of Jose Fernandez. Here's what they had to say. Enjoy the podcast. I'm with Marlins second baseman D. Gordon. D, thank you so much for being on the show.
See you tomorrow, D.
D, I noticed on Instagram, I follow your Instagram account. I noticed before spring training started, you were really working hard on your defense and your hitting. Let's talk about defense. What are you trying to do better?
Just maintain a gold glove defensive caliber of play. That's it. Mm-hmm. Be a gold glover out there every night for my pitchers, for my teammates, for my organization, for the fans. That's it. That's the level I want to be at. That's the level I'm going to work at. That's the level I want to play at.
What about offensively? I saw you working hard with your swing. What do you want to do differently than last year? You got off to a slow start. You busted it out towards the end. What do you want to do differently?
Continue to work. Uh-huh. You know, my dad, my coaches always told me, you know, if you don't have nothing to work for, you should quit. Mm-hmm. So I just want to work on becoming better each day. And that's it. Just continue to get better.
I noticed 2 years ago you had your best season. It sounds like you want to be even better than 2 years ago.
I just want to be good for my team. That's it. You know, the type of team we got is not I or my stats or anything like that. So it's all about us as a team and finding a way as a group. So, you know, I've always been told since I've been signed, if the team's winning, everybody numbers are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Look at that scoreboard, everybody's going to be playing well if we play for the team and not so much for ourselves, and I think that's what we're going to do.
You are so fast. Do you feel there's any day where you think you can steal 100 bases?
It's tougher now these days. You know, there's so much scouting reports, slide steps, pitch outs. You know, back in the day, you know, those pitchers, if you look at them, man, those pitchers were hard-nosed. They throwing at guys, and they didn't care about the base running there as much because they didn't feel like you were going to get a hit anyway. So, you know, now guys are quicker to the plate, varying their deliveries, you know, slide stepping and things like that. So, you know, it's a little tougher on us guys, but at the same time, you know, the goal is to score 100 runs for your team. And if you can do that with 30 stolen bases, I mean, honestly, I take the 30 instead of the 70 if I'm going to score 100.
Now, you play for Don Mattingly not only here, but with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between him then and now?
He gets to be himself a little bit more. But not a little bit more. He gets to be himself. He gets to be Donnie Baseball, the baseball mind, the great player, the great mind for the game. He gets to be that. He gets to be whatever he wants to be. And I think that does nothing but help us because we know that he's our one voice. He's our leader. And, you know, we go to bat for him, and, you know, that helps us tremendously.
I saw something towards the end of last year that was really – it brought tears in my eyes, to be honest with you. When after Jose Fernandez passed away, how you reacted and hitting that home run. I got to tell you, that was really you know, gracious, very nice job what you did. Could you talk about, you know, that moment?
Man, it's still hard to talk about it. You know, the best thing I can say is I just wanted, you know, to salute my friend and my brother and my father and teammate the best way I could. And I just, you know, I thank God I was able to be put in that situation and do it for him, to show his family how much I care for him, show our teammates and our community how much we all care for him. So, you know, it's still tough. We still don't believe it. But, you know, that moment's not about me. I know I'm going to get interviewed for it for the rest of my life, my career. Mm-hmm. But it's morally about him.
So the team's not really over it?
No, you can never get over that. You can't never get over the friend he was, the guy he was, the teammate he was, the competitor he was, you know, all of that. So you're never going to get over it, honestly.
I got to ask you this. I have to ask you, do you sometimes pinch yourself sometimes by missing the games you missed last year? And because you're better than that.
Yeah. No, man, I'm humble to this game. You know, things happen, and, you know, as a man, you got to take what what's due. And, you know, I don't think I shied away from it at all. You know, I took my suspension like a man, and I came back and I helped my team as best as I could. And, you know, that was one of the reasons I came back last year. It's so we could come into this year with a clean slate as a team and be focused on winning and not me, not anything else.
As a brother, I just want to say, stay focused. Have a great year. Thank you so much, man. All right. Take care. Martin, another year. It seems like you're getting better and better. And what do you expect from your season this year?
Well, the purpose of my training and getting better every year is just be able to play as many games I can play for my team. Sometimes we get caught off on looking for numbers and goals and stuff. I think the main goal for me right now and just stay healthy through the season, and I hope that, you know, majority of my teammates, they can do the same thing.
What have you done in the off season to be consistent?
Just the same thing. I don't change much. Trying to make a really good balance between my defense and offense, making sure that I cover every single details, and if it's something that I have to work a little more, just take my days and switch on, like, between weeks, how's my workout is going to be, but pretty much the same thing.
You're one of the leaders of this team, and I remember when you were the Braves and the Yankees, you know, you were one of the guys, but now you really one of the guys that can take charge here. And how much do you like being a leader?
Well, I mean, like, it's not like I was wishing to be a leader of any team. I just put the work and trying to be professional about it and just being blessed by God and to be able to maintain my attitude and the way that everybody respect the way I work and the way I just come to the field and perform for the name of the in the front of my jersey. So sometimes we get a little greedy in the way that we just think about ourselves, and now, like, this is a team sport, and when you think that way, I think good things happen for you and your team.
Martin, what I remember about you was that you played all over the place. What position do you like to play the most? I know you're playing third now, but what do you like to play?
I mean, like, it was a transition for me because I had to be able to play different position to be part of the lineup. So I had to deal with that for a lot of years, and now I feel comfortable just play one, and they trust me enough to play third base, which is a hard thing to do in the big leagues, and trying to extend. At the level they ask me to be, to fill in and be part of the great group of young guys that got so much talent. And they're building this core for a couple of years now and just hoping that we can keep growing as a group and having good results for the team.
How good is it to have Gordon and Stanton back for a full season?
Man, those two guys, they're so key for our team. I know everybody's important, but those two guys, they can, in a different way, they can change the game. So I'm just hoping they can stay healthy the whole year.
Now, you have a bullpen that's really great. The starting pitching, a lot of people feel, is questionable. How far can you go if the starting pitching goes through?
It's a mentality. I think everybody's just getting ready to, mentally-wise, to be mentally strong because it's a long season, and sometimes physically you have to be ready, but I think the mental part of the is come to play even more. So if we create that attitude where, like, everybody, we go all in every day, at the end of the season we see where we're going to be.
I got to ask you, how's morale, how's camp? And I'm asking you that because of the tragedy with Jose Fernandez.
I mean, like, it's been a difficult time. I don't think we're going to recover from that. The only thing, like life is, we have to move on as a team. I know the family, that's a different story, but for us, we got a Jose in our heart. We got Jose in a different way. I think his legacy is gonna, we're gonna take that legacy all, you know, until we die. And we're just gonna play and we're gonna enjoy the game the same way he did.
What a pitcher he was. Could you tell me what impressed you the most about him?
His confidence, the way he was, every time he took the mound, it was his day, always. That didn't matter if he got a rough outing or anything, he was his day. And he was making sure that day he left everything up there. So the consistency of the aggressiveness and everything he put in every time he took the mound, it was the most impressive thing I ever seen.
Martin Prado, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Take care. I'm with Marlins President of Baseball Operations, Michael Hill. Michael, thank you so much for being with me. My first question is an obvious one. How's team spirits right now?
You know, Bill, it was a long off season, but I think it was good for our guys just to put the tragedy behind them, sort of, you know, deal with it in their own way and report with a clean mind, a focused mind, focused on the task at hand, and ultimately respecting and honoring Jose by playing the game the way that he would expect us to play.
I got to ask you, is the team over the tragedy?
I don't know if we'll ever be over it. Such a, you know, a senseless death, and, you know, 24-year-old at the peak of his career. So that's something that will always be with us. But I just think in terms of the mourning part of it, I think that we've all dealt with it in our own way, and now we can move forward, honor his memory, and focus on having a great 2017 for him.
Jose was not only a good pitcher, but he was a decent hitter as well. And I understand the team is putting an emphasis on hitting with the pitchers. Could you talk about that?
I would say that's always been a point of emphasis for us, that, you know, we don't necessarily need them to hit home runs. We just need them to do their part and do what they can when they get in a situation. If it's to get the sacrifice bunt down, to maybe slash and get a runner over, just do whatever the situation calls for to help the ball club.
You expected to have Gordon and Stanton to be around for a full season. How important is that for you?
Well, you know that you always have to deal with adversity over the course of a season. We dealt with our share of it last year, you know, with D's suspension and G's injury, among others, and then the tragedy to end the season. And we know that those guys are a part of our success, so we want them on the field.
What do you want to see differently than what you saw last year on the field?
I just want us to complete the job. You know, we were a very good team for 4.5 months. We were in the playoff race through the end of the season, but we were leading it for the first, 4.5 months of the season. I think if we can put a full season together, 6 months, playing the style of baseball that Don Mattingly and his staff want us to play, that we should be right there and ready to compete for a playoff spot.
Talk about the job Don Mattingly did with all the injuries and everything. Talk about that.
Just a tremendous, influence and presence in the dugout for us, something that we've never had. A quiet confidence, I like to say, with Donnie, and that he's never rattled. The players know that in him that he's seen and been through everything, and that there's nothing that we can overcome. Whatever is thrown our way, we know that we take care of it one day at a time. And if we do what we need to do that day, that you put the days together and you'll be where you want to be.
If you look at the offense, it's lethal. But the thing I question, I'm not going to lie to you, is your starting staff. Could you talk about that?
Well, we love our position player core, our position player depth. We didn't do much this offseason, because we feel like we have the talent and the ability already on board. Obviously, we had to approach our pitching a little differently with the loss of Jose. We tried to bring in stabilizers to our rotation, Edison Volquez's, the Dan Straley's, guys that, you know, we hope can give us innings and get us in the ball games. But we made a concerted effort to deepen our bullpen. We felt like it was a strength for us last year. with the emergence of Bear Claw and Phelps and Ramos at the back end. And so we were able to add a few more layers with Brad Ziegler coming aboard, who has closer experience, Junichi Tozawa, who has closer back end experience. So we feel like any given day we have five guys that Donnie and Juan Nieves have confidence in that can finish a game.
Talk about the starting staff. Is there anyone there you're looking at that could really help the staff?
Well, I'm hopeful that all our candidates will give us innings and do a good job for us. They're all major league quality starters, you know, with Volquez and with Straley. Wei-In Shin is healthy now, so we're expecting, you know, to get a complete season from Wei-In. Tom Kohler has been a workhorse over his career in the big leagues. And the person who I think has a chance to lead this rotation is young Adam Conley, who ironically was taken with the pick right after Jose. He was our second pick in the 2011 draft, has all of the makings of a frontline starter, and we've seen his growth and his parts of two seasons in the big leagues and looking for big things from Adam.
You talked about one guy from the farm system. Anybody else? You guys are known for picking out great players in the farm system.
Well, our farm system, we've made a number of trades over the years, the past few years, just trying to beef up our major league roster. But, from a position player standpoint, we've got our young shortstop, JT Riddle, who's in camp now, who's made tremendous strides. Austin Nola is another position player who we've introduced catching to, who will be looking for him. Tomas Teliz, who hit 300 in AAA for a switch-hitting catcher from Venezuela. On the pitching side, Drew Steckenrider made tremendous strides. He's finally healthy, made tremendous strides last year, had a very good fall league, and is looking very good early in camp. Brian Anderson, who led the Arizona Fall League in home runs, will be playing third base at AA. So there's a number of young players that we're excited about to go along with a very good group of what we think is a very talented major league core.
To prevent injuries like you had last year, are you guys doing anything differently to make sure you stay on the field?
Yeah, you know, injuries are always difficult. You know, those are things that you can't control on the whole, but you can control, you know, how you prepare and how you stretch and the exercises that you're doing to make sure you stay on the field. And obviously that's a big key for us, our depth. You know, we may not have the depth that some other clubs have, but, you know, we like where we're at now and just hoping to get our guys ready, have a productive spring training.
Final question, how far can the Marlins go? I mean, if you stay healthy, I think you guys can be competitive.
Well, I agree 100%. I think the talent is in that clubhouse. You know, obviously you need a few things to break your way, but I believe our rotation will keep us in games. Our bullpen will shut down those games, and our offense will score enough runs to win those games. So we're excited to get things going.
Mike Hill, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Bill.
I'm with one of the best broadcasters in baseball history. His name is Dave Van Horn. He was a longtime Expos announcer and now a longtime Marlins announcer. Dave, thank you so much for being with me. Dave, since you've been in camp, tell me how are the spirits of the club, of the Marlins?
I think the spirit is really very good. I think the attitude is good. The question a lot of people have is whether or not this team has gotten over the loss of Jose Fernandez last September. The answer to that is no. They have not gotten over that. There's still a lot of pain. In many cases, has the pain subsided somewhat? Yes. Will he be forgotten? No. They will carry his spirit and his determination and his love of the game with them through this season and beyond. So that's the biggest thing this spring that we wanted to see. This is a very close-knit group. If there was anybody on the outside of the core of this team last September, they were drawn in as a result of Jose's death and the subsequent week of baseball that the team had to play after that. So they're very close. They have a common goal, and that is to play unselfish baseball for Don Mattingly, respond to what he wants to do in his program, and they're looking forward to the work here in the spring and the season.
If this team stays healthy and get some decent starting pitching, they could be very competitive. What do you think?
Bill, the whole key is the starting pitching. You do not replace, say, Jose Fernandez. We don't have really an ace number one starter. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the newcomers, like Edinson Volquez, gets the call on opening day. How well he will contribute, Dan Straley, who came over from the Reds, and the others. And what we really need is for some of the younger Marlins pitchers that have been here for a couple of years now, like the one who's pitching today, for example, the left-hander Justin Nicolino. We need people like that to step up. We need Tom Kohler to do what he does, which is take the ball every 5 days and keep the team in the game. And then we need some surprises somewhere along the way. So I think the whole key is pitching. Bullpen is going to be fine. And they're going to carry 13 pitchers because they know they're going to be using this bullpen. But the key to any success this team has this year will be their ability to score more runs than they did last year and to pitch well in the starting role.
What about having D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton for a full season?
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it, Bill? You have a player who can do what both those players can do. Both those players have the ability to take over a game. D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton. So, yes, they have to stay healthy and stay on the field. We can't afford to lose Giancarlo Stanton or Justin Bour for the amount of time that they were missing last year, or D. Gordon for the amount of time he was missing. So, obviously, the core of the players have to stay on the field, but they have a very good core.
Talk about the job Don Mattingly has done since he joined this team.
Well, I think what he has done is instilled some calm. He doesn't get overexcited. He doesn't overreact to the highs or the lows of the long season. It's a very steady hand. But Don Mattingly brought with him, of course, great credentials as a player and as a manager and as a coach in this game. And the team responded to him positively right from the start. They have a great deal of respect for their manager.
I want to talk about your illustrious career. You witnessed a lot of things going back to Montreal. And here, I'd like to know, what is your best moment as a broadcaster?
Wow. That's a very difficult question to answer because this will be my 49th year now in the National League, 32 of those years in Montreal broadcasting Expos baseball. And this is my 17th year now in Florida. So, to pick out any one game, it's very difficult to do. I'm proud of the fact that I got to broadcast about 13 no-hitters, including three perfect games. The Marlins' appearance in the postseason and winning a world championship in 2003 was very big. One of my biggest joys was watching the young Expos back in the 70s. An expansion team that came in 1969, and John McHale and his people put together a wonderful farm system. And that farm system came into fruition in the late 70s. 1979 was the first year that the franchise contended. They won 95 games. And watching all those players come up through the farm system, the bulk of them were homegrown players developed and signed by the Expos, and at the time, didn't know it then, but we know it now, on an everyday basis, I was watching three Hall of Famers in that Expos uniform.
Tell me what it's like to see Tim Raines go in there. It took a long time. He should have been in there the first ballot.
I thought so, too. Can take over a game, as he did time and time again. Very exciting player to watch. His stolen base percentage is just incredible. He finished second to Fernando Valenzuela in 1981 in the Rookie of the Year voting, and he stole, I believe, 70-some bases, 73 bases or something like that in like 79 games. He had an immediate impact and effect on that team and on the league. So I'm really happy for Tim Raines.
Tell me, how fun was it? You've seen it in Montreal, you saw it in Miami, to see both teams bring up kids from the farm system and be successful.
In seeing that I still think is the success of any team that's going to have any longevity staying as a contender at the major league level. Good production in the farm system, good scouting, good signings, good development, and then bring those players along at the right time to the major league level. And if you're able to do what the Expos did in the 70s, you bring them along as a group. And they certainly dominated for a while. For about a 16-season run, the franchise played 530 winning baseball. And that was as a result of a strong farm system.
You saw the Expos team in 94. How disappointing they couldn't go to the World Series because of the strike.
94 was such a disappointing season. Number one, I think that it was arguably the best Expos team ever. And I emphasize the word team because there were no standout stars. There were some very good players on that team. Pedro Martinez, Larry Walker, others, Moises Alou. But they were a terrific team. They played as a team. They believed in each other. And they had the best record in baseball when the strike came about. And at the same time, there was an initiative to get a downtown baseball-only retractable roof stadium built for the ball club. And all of that went down the drain with that strike in 94, so it was very costly.
Tell me the feeling you had when the Marlins won the World Series. It had to be a great feeling for you.
Well, it was terrific because whether you're a player or you work in the front office, but if you work for a major league club and they go all the way and win a world championship, it's just an exhilarating feeling. I remember when it happened and the final out recorded by Josh Beckett, we were all almost in shock that this team had actually pulled it off and won the whole thing and did so on those hallowed grounds at Yankee Stadium. So it was very exciting, and that team will always have a special place in my heart, as well as the 94 team and those teams of the 80s in Montreal.
Final question. It seemed like you have at least 15 more years left as a broadcaster. How long can you go?
Well, Bill, I've always promised myself that the one thing I don't want to have happen is to get called into somebody's office and have them tell me that I've lost it and can't do it anymore. So I monitor myself very closely. As long as I maintain my enthusiasm and my love of the game and, knock on wood, have good health, I'm going to continue to work, and I haven't even thought about retiring.
Dave Van Horn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.